Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool
time! That's right. Binford Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Thank you, everybody. Good audience. Thank you, Heidi. Welcome to Tool Time. I am Tim the Tool Man Taylor. And of course, you all know my assistant, Al Borland.
Thank you. Thank you, and welcome to our salute to engines. Today, we're going to tell you how to put a little kick in your V8.
I'll tell you how I put a kick in my V8. Vodka.
We're talking about V8 engines, and we'll be showing you the difference between a stock V8 and a high-performance IndyCar engine.
Yeah, and who better to talk about these kinds of engines than our first guest, a racing legend. Put him together, ladies and gentlemen, for Al Unser.
To be here, Tim.
I'm sure it is, son, but I'm talking about the other Al Unser!
Great to be here, Tim.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, but I'm talking about the other Al Unser!
Thank you for having us here, Tim.
Ladies and gentlemen, three generations of Al Unsers. This could get mighty confusing. What do I call you?
Al.
Al.
Well, that clears that up.
I'm Al Sr. This is Al Jr. And this is just Al.
Al, you're never just an Al. It's great to have you on the show.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Borland.
Oh, please, let's not be so formal. You see, around Tool Time, we're pretty casual.
Keep that up, and Al will be ripping up your contract. So what brings you gentlemen to the big motor city?
Well, Al's doing some testing at the Michigan International Speedway.
And Al's going to be going with me.
And Al is doing some go-kart racing.
Al, you must be pretty proud of the boy. My older son is getting his driver's license today.
Oh, congratulations.
Have a cigar.
A big day. Yeah.
Well, enough shilly-shallying. Let's talk engines.
Shilly-shallying? I'm sorry you had to hear that. Come on over here. All right. Just generally, tell us the difference between a racing engine and a passenger engine, Al.
Well, it's a cylinder engine.
Stop. I'm talking this, Al.
Well, it's a methanol engine instead of a gas-burning engine.
And I believe the heads are made from aluminum. My favorite alloy.
Now, Al should take it from me or now.
Which Al?
That Al.
Well, actually, Al knows more than I do.
Which Al?
Big Al.
My Al?
His Al.
Which Al?
Al's Al.
All right, stop. This is... I got it. What's your middle names?
We don't have any.
Shoe size?
9.
Inseam?
32.
I got an idea. Why don't you tell us the difference between the engines?
I'm just a kid. You have to ask Al.
Al, help me out.
Okay.
For your driver's test today?
Yeah, I've been ready ever since Dad woke me up at 4 a.m. He was so excited he couldn't sleep.
Well, to get you off to a good start, I made you a nice, solid breakfast.
So solid, you need a jackhammer to get through it.
I'm too nervous to eat anything. I just want to get this test over with.
Me too. Sooner you pass, sooner you can drive me places. No, he's not getting his license so he can drive you around. So you drive me to the movies tonight?
Forget it. You kids want everything handed to you on a platter.
Oh, yeah, Brad. Times have changed since you were a kid.
Just don't bug me. I gotta relax. Just hope I pass this test.
You'll do fine. And if you don't pass the driver's test this time, you can take it again.
Whoa, bite your tongue. What do you mean if he doesn't pass?
Tim, don't pressure him.
Taylor men have always passed their driver's test first time out. Except your Uncle Marty, first Taylor to break tradition. And to this very day, he's been hounded constantly.
By who?
Me.
Come on, let's get out of here. Hanging around here is just making me more nervous.
Just relax, relax, relax. You're going to pass this test with flying colors.
And if you don't, your father's not going to hound you.
That's what we're here for.
I'm sorry, Patty. I think we're going to have to meet your boyfriend another time. Brad's taking his driver's test today. Yeah, and if he passes, we're going to go out and celebrate. Oh, good. There's Brad and Tim. I'll call you back. Right. Okay, bye.
The tradition continues.
I passed.
So did I. I took the test again just for the hell of it.
Oh. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thanks. How do you feel about me?
Words can't describe it.
Now, Brad, you have one of the most important documents you'll ever receive.
Yeah, what about his marriage license?
Like I said.
We're going to celebrate tonight, so you get to pick the place.
Actually, about tonight, I told some guys I'd go out and celebrate with him if I passed.
Oh.
You don't mind, do you, honey?
I guess not.
So, where are we going?
Like I said, it's me and the guys.
You don't mind, do you, honey?
We're just going to go to the basketball game and go out for some pizza. I got the Nomad, right?
Have fun.
Oh, wait. Just that? Have fun? You're not going to lay down any rules?
Oh, yeah, I was getting to that. Huh? All right. Obey all traffic laws, especially no speeding. Keep that seatbelt fastened. No kids drinking, smoking, no sex, no drugs.
Or anything else.
What else is there?
Plenty. All right. No hole shots in parking lots or doing donuts in people's lawns. And absolutely, absolutely no mooning while the car's in gear.
What about when it's not?
Use your best judgment.
Look, this is kind of a scary thing for a mom or son's first night out driving. So I want you to call me at 8 o'clock on the dot to let me know you're okay.
All right, fine.
In by 11?
10.
10? Come on, my normal curfew's at 11.
You want to be treated like an adult? Do what your mother tells you.
Hey, girl. Hi. Oh. This is Doug. This
Hi.
Is Jill.
Hey,
nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
This is Tim. Doug.
Tim Taylor. Hey. Tim, nice to see you.
I'm
my pleasure.
Glad you guys could make it after all.
Brad decided to drive his friends to the basketball game. By the way, he said that he's going to call here right at 8 o'clock sharp. So if this phone rings, will we hear it?
Jill, honey, there's nothing to be nervous about.
I'm not nervous. Brad?
No, oven timer.
okay, yes. I'm a little chumpy. Yeah. I don't know why. I just have this feeling something bad's going to happen.
He's going to be a great driver. Our oldest son got his driver's license today.
Whoa, the most important document he'll ever receive, huh?
All right. You know, I think I like this guy you're dating.
Oh, good. Because your approval means everything to me.
Jill, what can I get you to drink?
Oh, red wine, white wine, anything. Whatever. Liquor.
Tim?
A light scotch.
Scotch for the tool man. I gotta tell you, Tim, everybody at work just loves your show.
Yeah? Where do you work?
I'm a general contractor.
No kidding. Yeah.
Doug is helping to build Stan's new Polish restaurant in Highland Park.
I love those kielbasas, boy.
Yeah.
Hope you're putting a heavy-duty exhaust fan in that bathroom.
Oh, yeah. I put a 115-volt ball-bearing motor with an auto reset.
Oh, yeah.
That'll suck the fumes right out of you.
Guy knows his ventilation.
That's what I look for in a guy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so your son just got his license, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing like a guy's first night with a car. Well, I'll never forget mine.
Why? What was it like?
Well, I had a 66 Lincoln with the suicide doors. It was a tank. And we crammed about 14 people onto that thing and drag raced a buddy of mine to the next county. We had to be going 120 miles an hour.
120 miles per hour?
Well, we slowed down to moon the pedestrians.
Doug, I think we've heard enough about your first night out.
Well, wait a minute, let me tell you about mine. I had this old Catalina and a big 421, and it's a marvelous car. We packed all my buddies in there. We're driving around figuring out what to do. We decided we're going to race a freight train. So get... Well, then we realized we had all these overdue books that should go back to the library. And then went over to my Aunt Winnie's for Bible study and hot chocolate.
Well, there you go. It's after 8. Brad still hasn't called.
It's 8:03. Why are you so worried?
Two words, freight train.
First off, freight trains don't run around here anymore, okay? And second off, Brad is a lot more responsible than I was at his age.
Well, you know, that's true.
Yes.
Brad's pretty calm and rational, just like me. That's Brad.
Or, since it's my apartment, might be for me.
Oh.
Hello? Okay, just calm down. Tell me everything that happened.
It's Brad. What is it? What's wrong?
Mother, if you just had a root canal, why are you eating gummy bears?
You gotta stop obsessing about this. You can make yourself sick.
Mom, you're gonna have to hold on. I've got another call. Hello? Oh, my God!
I knew it. Something's happened to Brad.
A baby girl?
My son had a baby girl. That was a very good meal, Patty. Don't you think so, Jill?
Oh, yeah. Really, really good. Okay, I know why he hasn't called. He was on his way to the basketball game, and then one of the other kids said, let's go to a party instead. So now they're smoking dope and driving 180 miles an hour with their butts all smushed up against the windows.
Well, you know, the Nomad's a perfect car for it. Lots of big windows. Yeah.
How can you choke at a time like this? Where the hell was that phone call? It's not like him not to call.
It's a big night for him, okay? He's probably looking for a phone right now.
Well, I know what we should do. We should call the school and have him just paged at the basketball game.
Mm. Yeah, that'll go over big. Johnson shoots a three-pointer for Lakeside. My God, what a shot that was. Look at... Oh, hold on a minute. Yeah. Yep. Yep. Okay. Brad Taylor, your mommy's on the phone.
I know something's wrong. It's a mother's instinct.
It's a mother's paranoia.
Don't dismiss my feelings. I hate when you do that. Would you like to be dismissed?
Yes, I would. Look, help me out here. Doug, tell her she's overreacting, please.
You know, it's a little stuffy in here. Why don't I check the ventilation?
The air is fine. The only problem is that Brad might be in trouble and Tim doesn't seem to care. Right, Patty?
I think you're right, Doug. I detect a little airborne mold.
That better be him.
Hello? Hi, Brad.
There he is. Brad's there. Everything's all right.
Uh-huh.
Is everything okay?
Hold on. Brad's been in a little accident.
Oh, God. So all you're saying is that you bumped the car into a telephone pole? No, honey. The important thing is that nobody got hurt.
Mm-hmm. Thank God.
Yeah, listen, we're going to come right home. Okay, we love you. Bye-bye. So relieved.
So am I. How's the car?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
What do you mean you didn't ask?
Well, who cares about the car?
It's a classic Nomad.
Well, I was more concerned about our son.
I was concerned, but now that he's okay, I just wonder what kind of damage he did.
Well, it couldn't be as bad as when you dropped that 3-ton beam on it.
Wait, you dropped a beam on a classic Nomad?
Yeah, but, you know, the upside was I got to cherry the thing out and I dropped a big block in it.
Oh, man, I sure hope that car's okay.
Doug, yeah. Shut up.
Doug, nice to meet you.
Yeah, same here.
All right, thanks.
Hey, I'm glad Brian wasn't hurt.
His name is Brad.
Rhymes with Nomad, that's how I remember.
You hit a car?
Yeah, I rear-ended a guy over on Woodward.
Well, how come you told Mom and Dad you hit a pole?
Because I enjoy breathing. Plus, the guy said if I gave him $400, he wouldn't tell anyone.
And you're off the hook?
Exactly. as soon as you guys loan me $200.
Well, don't you mean us kids?
Yeah. What do we get out of it?
We get Brad to be our personal chauffeur.
Hey, maybe we could wear a uniform and a little hat.
I like it.
Oh, Brad. I'm glad you're all right.
You all right?
Yeah.
Sure? Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Well, oh, it's not as bad as I thought. It's just a bumper here. A broken headlight. What's all the green paint? You said you hit a telephone pole.
Well, yeah, the pole was green.
The color of money.
Look, Dad, I'm really sorry about this. I'll take the money out of my savings account and pay for the bumper.
That's all right. It's just a minor deal. Eddie owes me a favor down at the body shop. He'll take care of it.
But, you know, you got to be more careful, Brad. I mean, the next time this could be a serious accident.
Honey, this is a fluke. He's a great driver. It's not like he hit a car or anything, right?
Right.
Hey, thanks for the ride. As soon as I get a snack, I'm going to need another lift.
Now, where am I taking you?
I don't know. Surprise me.
I love the way you've been driving your brother around. That's been a big help to me.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm doing it. To help you.
Well, thanks. Oh, listen, guys, I have to go to school. Oh, we never got to celebrate you getting your license, so why don't your dad and I take you to dinner tonight?
You don't have to do it.
I know. I want to. I mean, you had a little accident, but you were honest about it. You learned something from it, so ultimately it's had a positive effect, right?
Yes, it has.
Okay, I'll see you guys later.
Hello? No, Mr. Taylor's not here. Can I take a message? Yeah. George Preston, attorney for Michael McGrath.
Okay. McGrath, give me that.
Yes, this is Mr. Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my son's accident. Well, he told me that was all settled, sir.
Whiplash? No way!
Actually, I'll talk to my son about that, sir. Thank you.
Sounds like your son's in a bit of trouble.
Hey, Wilson, what are you doing?
Well, hi-ho, Taylor Teen. I am sculpting a shrine out of yak butter.
Yak butter?
Mm-hmm. Spread so much easier than yak margarine. Actually, making shrines is a traditional way of celebrating the Buddhist prayer festival of Tibet.
Yeah, I've been doing some praying of my own. I dented somebody's car, and I'm praying my dad doesn't kill me.
You hit a car? Your father told me you hit a pole.
That's what I told him. Because I didn't want him to get mad at me and take my license away.
Well, Brad, what makes you think he would have been so strict?
Well, you know, driving's everything to my dad.
Mm.
He was the youngest member to ever join AAA.
Well, I know that. I saw the slides of his first emergency roadside service.
I'm going to need a pretty big tow truck to pull me out of this mess.
So you're saying that if your father found out you hit another car, he would view that as an unforgivable offense?
Yeah.
Well, Brad, it seems to me he might consider lying a far worse offense.
So either way, I'm in deep yak butter.
You know, Brad, the novelist Han Suyin had some very choice words for situations like this. Truth, like surgery, might hurt, but it cures.
Yeah, my mom and dad also have a few choice words for situations like this. But I'm not allowed to say them. Dad, I need to talk to you about something.
I think I know what you're going to say.
You do?
Yep. For dinner tonight, you want a big steak, thick and fatty. Big baked potatoes smothered in sour cream and butter, and a 3-pound onion loaf.
Actually.
Hey, guys. So, Brad, where do you want to go to dinner tonight?
No girly salad bar. This boy is screaming for meat.
Look, I need to talk to you guys about the accident I had. I didn't hit a pole, I hit a car.
You hit what?
Why didn't you tell us?
Well, I didn't want you to get mad at me and take my license away.
So you thought you'd lie and get away with it?
I guess so. Plus, the guy said if I gave him $400, he'd forget about the whole thing.
What guy?
The guy in the other car who's now suing you.
What?
Wait. back the Sioux canoe up here. I need the whole story, I need the truth right this minute.
All right, the guy in front of me suddenly hit his brakes, and I couldn't stop fast enough, so I swerved and bumped into him. At first he said he was fine, but his lawyer called today, now he's suing us. Says he has whiplash.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I. No one gets whiplash, it's just a scam.
No, I mean about Brad. I can't believe that you lied to us.
I'm really sorry.
Well, sorry didn't cut it. We gave you the keys to the car, we also gave you our trust. And you blew it.
What if this had been a bigger accident? If somebody had been killed or hurt, would you have kept that from us too?
Look, I know I made a mistake and I'm ready to accept the consequences.
Good. You're not driving for 30 days.
30 days? Sounds fair.
Well, what'd I tell you? Mother's instinct. First night out driving, has an accident, tells a big fat lie.
Well, at least we got them both all out in one night.
We've got years of driving ahead of him. We still got two kids to go.
Does this mean when the other boys are out driving, you're gonna be a nervous wreck?
No. Just when I have an instinct.
Well, when will that be?
I don't know. That's why they call it an instinct. Are you telling me you don't have any worries about our boys driving?
Of course I have worries about them driving. I'm worried they'll be as bad a driver as I was at that age. You know that story I told you at Patty's about going to the library?
Yeah.
It wasn't true.
Yeah, I kind of figured that out.
Yeah, what gave it away?
Tim, have you ever been near a library?
Yes. Well, the parking lot, that's where I learned to do donut. Welcome back to the final day of Engine Week here on Tool Time.
And to end it all with a bang, we brought back our special guest you met earlier in the week.
Yes, we did. Although this time I made a few changes to make the show a little easier to follow. Let's bring out the owls. Come on, everybody. No confusion now. You have Big Al, Little Al, Norm Al, and of course, Abnorm Al.
I don't think so, Tim.